First of all, I would like to thank you very much for your time that you spent with the SBS Radio Hmong program, and also welcome you to the program.
The UNPO, it's the Unrepresented Nations and Peoples Organization. We are an international member-based organization that advocates for nonviolence and democracy and the pursuit of self-determination and autonomy for ethnic minorities, indigenous groups, and unrecognized territories around the world. Specifically as well for the human rights of these groups, that is a very strong core advocacy area for UNPO.
How is the meeting going in Europe, especially in Brussels, Belgium?
Yes, we had a set of advocacy meetings for the Hmong. The Congress of World Hmong People came to Brussels last week, and they met with several MEPs and with the European External Action Service, with DEVCO, the Development Cooperation Division of the European Commission, and with ECHO, the Humanitarian Division of the European Commission, and with some think tanks as well. Those meetings were quite productive and very interesting, so we are following up on them now.
What achievement has been done through this meeting?
Well, it's quite preliminary.
The organization called Congress of World Hmong People claimed that the Lao government is currently exercising some military operation to retaliate the Hmong people, especially in Phubia or in the jungle in Laos. Is that the case? And ANPO also rectified on its media release that that is the case. Do you have any real evidence to show and to prove that that's the case?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Congress of World Hmong People are in regular contact with a group that lives in the jungle. So they communicate with them regularly to get updates on the situation. It was through them that we got the update on what was happening last week and what is happening this week. They also send photographs, documentation, video. If they can, they can smuggle them out of Laos, and they do that. If they cannot, they send them by email where possible. Of course, access to technology, access to internet is very, very difficult, so it is quite a struggle to get documentation, proof, and verification out of the region, which makes it a real challenge. But the Congress of World Hmong People do work closely with their contacts in the jungle to get as much information out as possible. So from this latest round of military violence, we have video, we have some video and documentation, photographs and testimony from what has happened in the last couple of weeks. We have what we have heard from the contacts in the jungle, and then we have photographic evidence of civilian casualties, and we have documentation or video and photographs of the presence of the Lao military in the region.
But the Lao government still refuse point blank that they don't have anything to do with the Hmong people living in the jungle. And from the word of one of the representatives from Hmong Bo Congress, people say that the Lao government claim that it is not the Lao government's military exercise against the Hmong in Laos, but the Hmong themselves actually are the one that who caused this retaliation. Is that the case?
Yeah, that is the military. The military, on the one hand, the Lao regime, on the one hand, deny that there are any Hmong in the region. They deny that there is a conflict, and they deny that there is any conflict with them and the wider Hmong population in general. We believe to the contrary. We believe, based on the work we do with the Congress of World Hmong People and the visits they have made to the jungle themselves as well, and they have seen firsthand that there is a conflict, that there is a humanitarian crisis. That these people live in perpetual danger, in perpetual humanitarian crisis, and that they are under attack from the military of Laos. So despite the denials of the regime, it does appear to be the case that there is a very serious military campaign ongoing in the region.
Is the Lao government doing anything at the moment, or do their comments share any point of views toward this problem?
As far as UNPO is aware, they do not comment specifically on their military campaign because they do not acknowledge that there is a military campaign. The regime just continued to deny that there is a military campaign of violence.
In case of the Lao representative that they joined the UN Human Rights Council and have to declare the human rights abuse, it seems like they deny point blank or refuse point blank about any human rights abuse in Laos. And In this case, what roles the UNPO, UNPO, and the United Nations or UN Human Rights has to pressure the Lao governments to comply?
Well, the UN Human Rights Council itself, you know, has regular universal periodic reviews where a country is asked to submit a report on its human rights situation, and then civil society organizations can contribute to the assessment, and other nations can make recommendations on human rights. So that is the engagement that the UN Human Rights Council has with Laos. There was a UPR in early 2015, which the UNPO and the Congress of Worlds Hmong People submitted information to. And on that basis, the UN Human Rights Council made almost 200 recommendations to the Lao government. They did not accept all of those recommendations. That is the latest engagement that the UN Human Rights Council has had. They did raise the issue of ethnic minorities and raise the issue of the treatment of indigenous peoples. Of course, that is a difficult issue for the Hmong because they are not recognized in Laos as an indigenous people, which makes these recommendations difficult to apply. In terms of the EU and the engagement the EU has had, we have spoken with the European External Action Service, mm-hmm. who have said that they do raise the issue of the Hmong situation frequently. They have a forum for human rights, a working group on human rights, that they regularly meet with the Lao regime to discuss human rights issues. They have told us that they raise the issue of the Hmong. However, we're not sure that they fully understand the severity of the situation for the Hmong in the Saisonbun province. So the Hmong that are living in the jungle, differentiated from other Hmong in Laos. So that is an issue we are attempting to raise awareness about to help the EU institutions to understand better this particular situation of the Hmong in the jungle there. And the EU has also, several MEPs over the past few years have raised parliamentary questions asking about the Hmong situation. I think the latest was in 2013. So that is another thing we will be looking into, to possibly have another parliamentary question asked so yes. that we could get a response from the High Commissioner on what the EU is currently doing around the Hmong situation in Laos.
Okay, that's a quite significant development. But what has been achieved so far since the UNPO and United Nations comes to address this problem?
Well, in terms of political movements, there has been very little. Our recent advocacy meetings were only held this week, so we are, of course, still following up on what we can do next in that regard. In terms of the EU and the UN, the last time a parliamentary question was raised was in 2013, so it's quite important that the urgency of the situation is raised again, because there has been very little movement in the past couple of years on this issue.
The Lao government is still refuse that it has anything to do with this incident or any situation that happens in Laos and doesn't recognize the Hmong as indigenous people. So in that case, it means that UN Human Rights or either UNPO has no roles or has no pressure on the Lao government. Is that right?
Well, the fact that the Lao government do not recognize the Hmong as an indigenous people does not mean that the international community cannot put pressure on them to respect the human rights of this group. So it does not prevent its advocacy. It does not prevent an organization like the UNPO from advocating for the rights of that group or from recognizing them themselves as an indigenous group, nor does it prevent the UN Human Rights Council or the European Parliament or the other European institutions from raising the issue of human rights and the ongoing persecution of the Hmong in the jungle with the Lao regime. So the fact that they are not recognized as an indigenous people means they are not guaranteed legal protections of an indigenous group under the law in Laos, but it does not affect the advocacy that can be done at the international level.
So it means that they are still illegal. They are still illegal people in Laos living in the jungle.
They are still citizens of Laos. They are just not recognized as an indigenous group. So they still have the protections offered to citizens under the law in Laos.
So from your opinion, what do you think about the situation here? How should it solve, especially from the UNPO or the UN Human Rights Council or from the United Nations itself? Why is this problem still going on nearly four decades without any international community pay any attention to?
Well, I would say that a core issue that we are working to address right now is the issue of access and information. Serious human rights abuses like this cannot be addressed until there is access to information, until there is access to the region, until the international community can understand fully what the problems on the ground are. Where there is no access to information, it makes it very easy to not address the situation. And this is what has been ongoing in that region for a very long time. So that is something that we are looking to address, to raise awareness, to share information with different international institutions, and to get them to understand better what the situation is, because only then can they begin to address it.
There is a very interesting point here, like the Lao government refused it has anything to do with it. So how do the international community will pressure the Lao government to comply or to deal with this problem with the Hmong, because they still regard the Hmong people as someone who helped the CIA or be the traitor to Laos, something like that? Because the Lao government refused to cooperate with the international community, what is the best way from the perspective of UNPO and United Nations or UN Human Rights do to make sure that the Lao cooperate and solve this problem with the Hmong?
Well, as I said, I think we think the primary issue is access. So we think the primary focus is on advocating at the international level to raise awareness of the situation so that these different institutions can understand that they're not being allowed access to this region and that that needs to change. And to grow the international pressure from the different institutions to request access to the region, the most important avenue that we can pursue.
Does the international community pay any attention into this issue about the Hmong back in Laos so far?
Well, as I was saying, it's very much what you might describe as a forgotten crisis. There is very little understanding or awareness in Europe, for example, about the issue of the Hmong. Very few people are aware of this particular situation. Very few people are aware that there are Hmong living in the jungle in Laos. So in that sense, that is the main issue.
Do you have any final words or any opinions, any more opinion?
Well, again, I would just reiterate that this is a very urgent situation. And as you said, it has been ongoing for a very long time. We are hoping we can do something about that at the international level. We are hoping we can share enough information, hopefully with the EU delegations that are themselves in Laos and that are in Thailand. We are hoping to build alliances there to share information with them, because as I said, until the access issue is addressed, that is access to the region itself for international observers and for media and for journalists, until that is addressed and until access to information is addressed, so until we can properly receive information and share information and verify information about what is happening in the region, we can't move forward with advocating or with seeking a solution for the Hmong in that region. So I would just reiterate that that is the area that we are most focused on addressing.